Greetings, this is J.R. Dickey. Thanks for tuning in to our podcast. And by the way, don't forget our website, graceandtruth.net. I hope you're having a great day, but if not, hang with me. It's about to get better. Hi, today we've got a fairly short lesson, so let's go ahead and get started. You know, one of the main arguments supporting abortion is for a woman to say, it's my body, it's my health, so I can do what I want. Now, if that were true, I'd see no incongruity, but it's blatantly false. By definition, pregnancy means there is more than one person involved. There are two or more people occupying this body, and abortion terminates the life of the innocent child. Now, having said that, I don't intend to make this about abortion, but rather procreation and the awesome parallel we see spiritually when someone is born again, or literally procreated from on high. That's what those words mean. Now, I've spoken before on this wondrous process, and if you've heard it, you may remember the part on gestation, which precedes expulsion, all part of the procreation process. Now, gestation is the longest part, 38 to 42 weeks for humans. Now, during this time, a fertilized egg becomes what we call a zygote, then a morula, then a blastocyst, then an embryo, and then a fetus. A lot of scientific terms, but a lot of stages in this. The zygote contains all. That's the first process. The zygote contains all the genetic information needed to become a baby. It's truly amazing to consider that this is how the Son of God came into the world. And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also the Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God." That's Luke 1:35. Now Mary, impregnated by the overshadowing of the Holy Spirit, carried Christ as a zygote, then a morula, then a blastocyst, then an embryo, then a fetus, and then delivered her baby in a feed trough. And though that is wildly amazing, there is a spiritual process going on in you right now, if you are born again, that mirrors this very process. You see, when you are indeed born again, Christ places his Holy Spirit in you, and he unites with your dead human spirit, giving new life. You become a new creation, a spiritual zygote, so to speak. And the spiritual gestation continues until the moment you are set free, gloriously free, from your sin-filled corpse. Jesus told Nicodemus about this when he said, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from, where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit." John 3:6-8. Now recall, before he died on the cross and rose again, Jesus told his disciples, in John 14 it's recorded, "A little while longer, and the world will see me no more. But you will see me, because I live, you will live also. At that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you." That's because after he rose, he gave them the Holy Spirit. So Jesus said to them again, John 20, by the way, verses 21 and 22, he said, "Peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." So like the pregnant mother, as a believer, your body carries another one spiritually. You in utter union with Christ, His Holy Spirit, and Father God. How amazing is that? And your spiritual gestation period is all in God's control. It may be a day or many decades. And when you are born into heaven, what a joyous freedom you'll know as a child of God. Now may the Lord grant you peace in the midst of any storm and faith to trust Him. Look for our next podcast, and may you realize more of His grace today.